This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
No shit, all Sherlock, it's Hey Riddle Riddle, Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights.
I'm Hollywood Adel Rafi.
I'm
Burbank JPC.
And you're Beverly Hills Aaron.
Oh wait, I got Burbank.
Oh, Culver City. I don't know all the areas.
Not me either.
What's like the shitty part of town?
I don't know. I'm Silver.
Mars, what's the worst part of LA?
Oh, I don't want to answer.
Smart, diplomatic.
She said Anaheim.
You have to live here.
But welcome to another episode that we are recording in Los Angeles town, USA. How's everybody doing?
So I'm great.
Still tall.
Aaron,
still taller than average.
But before we bring in our wonderful guest, Aaron, can you, as we got here to the HeadGum Studios, you told me a little story about you rented a car last night.
Uh-huh.
And you can you tell the audience what happened when you rented that car?
Okay, so it took me like 40 minutes to get from the airport to the rental car place. And then I was last in line there. And so by the time I worked everything out, it was like 1:30 LA time. But I live in Chicago, so it was like 3:30 Chicago time. And I was like, you know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get a hotel and you're not supposed to drive because it's too unsafe.
Sure.
And I drove anyway, and yeah. I just screamed at myself the whole way, being like, stay awake! And I kept slapping myself in the face and biting my
lips. And you screamed to yourself, if you die, you deserved it?
Yeah, I did. I was like, you know better than this. You know better than this. This is unsafe.
That's
but I made it.
That's what I whispered to the guy on the flight right next to me before we took off.
If you die, you deserve it.
He seemed nervous.
And it was a four-year-old boy, and he was like, what? Yeah. Took off his headphones watching Paw Patrol. What?
I know.
Nothing.
Go back to your dogs. Go back to your fun, safe dogs. They're all going to die. Everything has a shelf life.
What? Nothing.
Well, we're thrilled to have, with our Hollywood Nights episodes, we have some wonderfully special guests. We're thrilled to announce we have a friend of the show. Well, he's my friend. He doesn't know you, too.
No, the show's a friend of his.
The show's a friend of his.
Friend of the show is fine to say.
He's a listener. You might know him as one of the creators of Welcome to Nightville. Within the Wires, Start With This, a podcast mastermind.
Tycoon.
Sure.
Let's scale it back. Pump the brakes, Jeffrey.
Sure. No, I think he was saying his next podcast is called Podcast Tycoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he is wearing Kleenex boxes on his feet.
On an old PC.
What if there's a game called Podcast Tycoon where you made your own podcast?
I think that's
just
great.
Life.
It's Roller Coaster Tycoon, except it's a small room and you just keep
30s.
Injecting white people into the room and like plugging in different combinations of beards.
Well, speaking of bearded white people, Jeffrey Craner.
Yay!
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh my God, it's great to be here. Thank you.
What brings you to LA?
I was escaping upstate New York winter time.
Mm-hmm. My favorite Kurt Russell movie.
Yeah, I love it so much.
We gotta get the president's daughter back.
My wife and I both work from home, and we were my writing partner Joseph Fink and his wife came out here last year for a couple of months, and we were like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. So we got a little Airbnb. And came out here for 2 months. We're here through this weekend.
Jeffrey, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you, but you said my wife. And Adel showed remarkable restraint in not doing a Borat voice. And Adel,
can't.
I don't want you to put on airs just because we have a special guest here in the studio. I think it behooves the show. Thank you.
Take off your top hat and that silly monocle and get real again.
When I sleep, it's like...
What's the what is, because it's May right now at time of recording.
Why did you look at your watch?
I told you earlier.
You said when you look at months.
When I reference months, I look at my watch for whatever reason. But whenever this comes out, like, you know, June or space or whatever, it's May right now. What is the weather that you're escaping from in upstate New York now?
Right now, it's actually, I think, warmer than it is here.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
And what's the worst area of upstate New York?
What's the Utica? I've never been there. I don't know.
For a reason.
Salt Lake City. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's you know, the you guys are in Chicago. Like, the winters are brutal. They're tough. But I feel like the hard part is not like the 0 degree day. Mm-hmm. Although Chicago had a really bad one this year.
Oh yeah.
But it's, or the snow. It's the, from like January 15th until about April 30th, it is just 30 degrees every single day and overcast. Mm-hmm. And it's really
gray.
Bad.
It's the grayness of
for,
it all.
For Chicago, it's like the mental terrorism of it, where it's like we dipped into spring, and then like 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, we had snow again.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's spring. It's like April 24th
It'll
or something.
It'll be like 70 degrees. Why is it snowing?
Yeah. So it's almost like your body, your brain is tricked into being like, relief, and then it snows again, and you're like, this is...
Here's my pitch.
I can't take it anymore.
Here's my pitch. We take Christmas and New Year's, and we just move them back 2 months. So we celebrate Christmas.
I've heard you say this three times.
Christmas in February. New Year's, like, is the end of February. That way
when
we
is
have,
Labor
like,
Day?
What's that?
When is Labor Day?
No more labor.
Arbor Day?
Every day is Arbor Day. We got to save the planet and global warming.
Yeah, well, the Christmas,
we gotta save
like,
global warming.
Christmas
it's
makes
dying.
Winter feel less scary. So if the Christmas season was, like, 3 months... Maybe it would be okay.
Because by the time Christmas is done, you're like, okay, I'm done with winter. It's December. Like, December is just over.
Okay. And can Jewish people still have Hanukkah?
Jewish people can do whatever they want. I'm not here to tell Jewish people what to do.
Anymore.
Fool me once.
Again, we did put out that statement. We do apologize to all of our listeners, and JPC will not be telling the Jewish people what to do anymore.
No.
We've heard your calls.
Good advice, bad advice. He won't tell you what to do.
I thought I could Moses you. I did a little desert for 40 years thing. I really apologize.
And Jeffrey is walking out the door. Thank you so much for signing by. We apologize. Jeffrey, what is your... I feel like... I know we've done Sleep No More together.
Yes.
Have we done escape rooms together?
We haven't done an escape room before.
What is your... do you like escape rooms? What is your relationship with puzzles and riddles? I know you're a big crossword guy, so definitely talk about that.
Oh, speaking of crosswords, I just... one of the things I did two things when we were in LA. I was like, I want to take up a new hobby. And one thing is I took a pottery class, which was very exciting. I made some really shitty bowls. You'll be very happy to know.
Yeah.
And
That's an intro pottery class.
Yep.
Well, that's also what... I forget. I was going to make a joke about the coach of the Bulls, but I forgot his name.
Oh, Popovich.
Popovich. That's what Popovich did, Spurs.
It's like Adel at a bowling alley.
That's exactly
some
right.
Real shitty bowls.
Some real shitty bowls.
I've been teaching myself crossword puzzle designs. I've been making crossword puzzles, and I just sent a bunch to the New York Times. We'll see if they go in.
Hell yeah.
So that was really
congratulations.
Fun. Thank you.
What was the most surprising thing about like learning the trick to those?
Oh, it's really hard. It's amazing like how much you like get trapped in a corner, right? Like you get up there and you're like, these are all common letters. I can do, you know, 4x4x4 and down across, you know, down and across. And then I could sit there for an hour and just work on basically like 16 squares. And I'm sure people who have been doing this for a while are masters at it and they can crank them out in a couple of hours. But that's been the real hard part of just the mad. But it is sort of like solving a puzzle, right? Like, in and of itself, like making the puzzle is solving the puzzle. And then you do the thing where you're like, you're four letters and they begin and end with an A and you're sort of trapped in that. And you're like, oh no, I have to put Alan Alda.
Alan Alda.
I just referenced that most crossword puzzles have Alan Alda as a answer because of the four letter A words.
You know what I've also realized is
Anus?
Like Arya Stark. That goes in a lot of crossword puzzles
as
well.
I should put Arya in there.
Yeah. It's pop culture now.
Topical.
Yeah.
But then you have the Y and then there's.
That sucks. Can I ask you a question? Cause I love crosswords. I have the New York Times crossword app on my phone. So I try to do the crossword every day. And I see that like certain crosswords are like by this person, by this person, by this person. What is the process for, can you just send the New York Times crosswords and be like, please use my crossword?
Yeah, they have a page on there that you can go to that'll tell you just sort of like the parameters. Like it has to have a minimum or a maximum number of clues. Like you can't just have a whole grid full of like three letter words because then you have end up having like 100 clues on there or something.
You were like a minimum and maximum number of clues. I was just hoping that there would be like 40 like words that are in your puzzle that you just didn't write clues for. Like, I mean, hopefully people figure it out. Yeah. They got all the other clues. They got all the downs. Yeah. Why do they need a cross? That would be a maddening. Like to do a crossword, then get to the across. Like if you start down and then, well, actually you start across and then get down. And then there's just no clues. Fuck.
That's also how you dance, right? You start across and then you get down.
If you're at a wedding.
That's also how I go to church.
Yeah, you just send it to them. They have a thing of like formatted exactly like this and send it in. And there's a, you can download programs that will format it for you.
That's
and help
cool.
You design it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
How do I get my New Yorker caption submitted? Because I have some real funny.
I got a bunch of library books. How do I get these motherfuckers back?
What I do is any New Yorker cartoon I see, I just caption it with applesauce question mark, and I have not been published yet.
When I was in high school, I submitted captions constantly, and then I also tried to get on Wait, Don't Tell Me every weekend, and I was like, I will be a successful high school student if I can get one of these things through, and nothing ever went through.
So you weren't successful.
Yeah, and I didn't have sex in high school either, so thanks so much for asking about that.
I would write a letter to Santa Claus in high school every day.
Asking for sex?
Asking for Santa to
telling
please.
Me he's a fucking loser.
Fuck me for Christmas, Santa.
Santa thing.
All right, come on, this podcast is for kids, exclusively for kids. Let's calm
You're
down.
Right.
And Jeffrey, is your streak still going?
I had a streak last year of
blue hair.
I was naked in the streets. I had a streak.
You're naked going here at the podcast, so I'm assuming it's still going well.
It was like 215 in a row on the New York Times puzzle app. And then it got broken on a Monday, which is notoriously
the easiest puzzle
day, because I started doing it, and then I got about halfway through, and I was like, I'll pick it up later, and then I forgot, is basically what happened.
What does that do to your brain when you lose a streak like that because you just, like, fucking forgot about
it? I was really annoyed because I was going to try and do 365 days. I just thought that would be really cool. And I tweeted about it saying, like, this is a bummer. It broke on a Monday. Somebody tweeted back saying, like, my current streak is at, I think he said something like 1,437.
Holy
and
shit.
He was like, I don't know what I would do if it broke. And I was like, I feel like you would feel a weight lifted off of you.
You feel like you're not beholden to it
anymore.
You'd see
the sun again.
Yeah.
And you said that after that happened, you got a Garfield tattoo,
because
you guys have a shared interest in hating Mondays.
Uh-huh. It's lasagna.
My apologies.
We just both love lasagna.
The Italian word for Monday is lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Nermal tattoo because I've never felt comfortable anywhere.
Aaron got a next to Nermal tattoo because he's a big Broadway head.
Yeah, and I'm confused all the time. I don't get it.
Jeffrey, I believe you came in with some, you crafted some puzzles for us.
I crafted a puzzy for you guys.
Okay. I love it.
You kicked in the door and said, it's puzzy time, motherfuckers. And we were all doing a podcast with a different guest. And we were like,
and we had to get them to leave.
What do we do?
This is my favorite line from Die Hard.
Come to LA.
We were recording with Reese Witherspoon, and we said, get out of here, Reese.
Little known facts, Alan Rickman didn't start solving puzzles until he was 44.
Wow. And by the way, Aaron, people are going to be like combing the feed for the Reese Witherspoon episode.
Yeah, you're like, shoot, where is it?
I guess
it's
I
a Patreon.
That. Yeah, it's a Patreon.
She was not very funny, so.
But that's awesome. We very rarely do guests come with like bringing their own type of material, so we're very excited for that.
Well, I thought I'd give it a go. I've been under a lot of writing deadlines lately, so I've been using a lot of thesauri online. And so I thought I'd play with a thesaurus game with you guys. Since we're in LA, I thought I would make a movie quiz for you all.
Okay.
And so I'm going to have you guys guess the name of these very popular, well-known films. I tried not to put anything super obscure in here, but I've replaced all the titles with synonyms for those titles. So for instance, I could say, here's something easy to start with. I could say Celebrity Battles.
Okay, and I just want to say up top, I've only ever seen Ratatouille. I'm not sure if that's going to be a big issue. For me, it's not. For me, it's not because I know no better. So I'm going to go ahead and say Ratatouille.
Celebrity Battles, something wars.
Captain America Civil War.
Star Wars.
There you go, Star Wars. Captain America Star Wars.
Stars Wars.
A Star is Wars.
A Star is Wars.
A Bugs Wars.
A Star is Wars.
Right, a Star is Wars.
Hold on. Immediately, Aaron and Adel, I need to see a scene. Yep. So this is This is off the set of the movie A Star is Wars. Mm-hmm. You're going to be playing...
You got to really enunciate that last word, buddy.
A Star is Wars.
There you go. Thank you.
You're going to be playing... Adel, you're going to be playing Bradley Cooper's character. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you are going to play Lady Gaga's character. You are an emerging singer who Adel has discovered on the Death Star as the rebels are attacking the base.
Tell me something, boy. I don't feel that boy.
Damn.
You need more. What?
Damn, can I tell you something? You know what? I'm good.
No, come back.
Hey, I just want to say that for a stormtrooper, you have the most beautiful voice.
Excuse me, I don't mean to. I don't mean to butt in, but if you take your helmet off,
we can hear the words.
I'm a demon. Oh, you want that to stop? I'm confused.
That doing that scene was like playing Frogger, where it's like looking for my opening and just getting run over by a truck.
Never gonna get an opening in that scene.
I looked Aaron dead in the eyes to try and make eye contact and figure out when my opening was, and then she'd just launch into singing.
One of my favorite things about Aaron is she loves, loves, loves music and apparently knows none of the words.
I don't... Who knows the words to that song?
She That's feels true. The song. She That's doesn't true. Memorize them. Jeffrey, let's get into these puzzies and riddies.
All right. So, let's...
Yeah, man. Come on. Make with the riddies fast, fast, fast.
I'm going to start singing again. Three, two...
All right. Let's go with this one.
Okay.
Speedy people, angry ones as well.
Speedy people.
Fast. Too fast.
Oh,
too
Fast furious. And the Furious.
Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious.
Tokyo Drift.
Awesome.
Too fast, too furious.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Punching Society.
Oh, Punching Society.
Oh, Fight Club.
Fight Club.
There you go.
Congratulations, Aaron. You were the third to get it.
I want to see a quick scene. JPC, you are a member of High Society.
Gotcha.
And you have created this underground cult called Punching Society. It's very much like Fight Club, but it's for the wealthy only. Mm-hmm. So you're going to lay out, and the three of us, Jeffrey, Aaron, and I are all new recruits, and you're going to lay out the rules for Punching Society.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pardon me. We'll all be able to get back to our caviar and long cigarettes and our champagne very soon, but I'd like to make an announcement. Well, welcome, everyone, to the first session of what is, I'm sure, to be a tumultuous number of affairs of Punching Society.
Are we having affairs?
quiet now.
I'd love to have an affair.
Well, wouldn't we all?
I would love to cheat on my wife.
As we all know.
That's your opening.
There are many rules in Punching Society, and I will go over those rules now. Rule number one. If you want to punch a member of Punching Society, you must write a letter to their lawyer first. Oh, do you have a speech?
No, I just agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yes, okay.
What if you are the person you want to punch?
Sorry, if you take off your helmet, we can...
What if the person you want to punch is your lawyer?
Oh, yes. Well, that is a lawyer's conundrum, put your helmet back on. Yes. You don't want to get punched. That brings us to rule number two. If the person you want to punch is a lawyer, you must ask one of their best friends from high school.
Yes. Can I put forward a quandary?
Put forward.
Yes, my younger brother here, Reginald, his arm is a bit atrophied, and Reginald, you have a bit of trouble punching.
I have a short reach, yes.
Oh, dear boy.
Excuse me, I just want to tear Reginald apart. Just go for the weakest one.
By all means, but please start composing a letter to his lawyer.
Okay,
you had a question.
Yeah, like I was saying, my brother Reginald, in the dark, if you see a shadow, he looks like the drawstrings on sweatpants, which is to say that one is...
What the fuck are sweatpants? Am I the only one who has no idea what you're talking about?
The jig is up. I'm a poor...
Get out! Send the snakes after him!
Yes, and I push the button and the snakes come, and yes, there's wriggling all over you. Yes, like candy drenched in snakes.
See.
We gotta return to that.
Yeah, you can tell that we all know what it's like to have money as well. Every one of us is doing just fine.
Anytime I visit a rich friend's house, I'm like, where are your snakes?
Hey, man, where are your snakes? Where are the snakes you dump on poor motherfuckers like me?
It's like one of those balloon things at like proms and elections, but it's just snakes.
Balloon drop?
Yeah, balloon drop. I don't know words.
Proms and elections.
Snake drop at New Year's?
All right. Thank you so much. Yes.
Let's do another one.
Shall we?
Let's do this one. Everything you need to know regarding the first woman.
All about Eve.
Awesome.
Fuck.
Whoa, that's awesome.
That was very good.
I know it also could have been all about Jackie Onassis, but I went with, I guess at the time she'd be Jackie Kennedy.
I don't know All About Eve. What is that?
All About Eve is about, I confuse that one and Sunset Boulevard a lot.
I think they were nominated in the same year. Okay. I haven't seen All About Eve. I should have seen All About Eve, but I have not.
I feel like, is it about like a movie actress being phased out or something? It's like
somebody... I want to see a scene. Adel, you are about to go up in front of two movie execs, and you have a title, but you're panicking, and you're just going to make up the plot of what you think All About Eve is going to be about.
Are Jeffrey and I the movie
execs? Yeah, you're the movie execs.
I got to say, it's such a pleasure to meet the... Oh, is this the MTV game show Next?
No, I'm sorry. You're the next one, but traditionally you wait until I say Next before you come up. That was a power move on my part.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta say, it's such an honor to meet the Warner Brothers.
Yes.
What, can I get your first name?
Wacko?
Dave.
we call it Dot for short.
How is Dot short for Dave?
All right, let's pitch me, motherfucker. Impress me.
So I have this movie, All About Eve. Is that?
I love it.
So it's called All About Eve, okay. and I'm looking for investors. This is Hollywood's kind of like a Shark Tank, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. If your pitch fails, you go in the Shark Tank.
Oh.
We have a little lever here that we press because we're rich, and it drops you into a pit of snakes, which then drops you into a pit of sharks.
Oh, why'd it have to be sharks?
I like your idea so far, so keep going.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you. I'm looking for $50,000 of investment.
Gotcha. That's wacko money to me.
Okay.
I make that much money wackoing off.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you're eating a lot of mole. So you might say that you're...
Guacamole. You're a smart guy. You're a funny guy. You're a tough guy.
I was part of the Lampoon at Harvard. I went to school in Boston.
Well, then there's no reason for us to continue this. You have a job for the next 50 years.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Is that Diane Keaton?
Yes, we have Diane Keaton. We dropped her into the snake pit about a half an hour ago. Of the snake pit.
That's the last time I'll do that.
Big wink from Aaron Kip over there.
I don't want to do that anymore.
I love Wacko Dave. Like, Yakko Wacko Dave.
Aaron's like, please don't make me sing.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I would hate if someone pimped me out to do that again. No, I can't.
Let's go with Mr. Weird Affection, PhD.
Doctor Strange Love.
Awesome. Ooh.
Oh.
It seems like Erin got that one.
Yeah. Good job.
But she's a big Benedict Cumberbatch fan, so.
Famously in Doctor Strange Love.
Yes. Mind Palace.
I do find him very sexy.
He rides that torpedo all the way to the ground. I have a question, and nobody probably knows this. Is the guy, Slim Pickens is the guy who rides the bomb down.
Right.
Is that guy's real name? Or was that his character name? Was that like a stage name he gave himself?
I believe he was a singer of like folk country.
Slim Pickens?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was at least a stage name. I don't know if that's his real name.
Are you positing that a baby was born and they named that baby Slim Pickens?
I don't know.
Yeah, I must. I mean, it's got to be a stage name.
Stranger Things have happened.
We all watched Stranger Things season one, Adel. You don't have to keep reminding us that it happened.
I want to see a short scene. Jeffrey and JPC.
Okay. Yes.
You just had a baby, and
eats a boy.
You're spitballing. eats a boy. You're spitballing names, and you just can't quite settle on one.
I really like Wacko.
I don't want to.
It was my grandfather's
name. I don't
want to
name a baby after your grandpa. Especially,
he was a powerful movie executive.
Well, yes,
he greenlit All About Eve.
I understand that, but also there's the rumors that he was a former Nazi. and so I want to get away from that, and also like I kind of want to pick a name that's like more gender neutral than Wacko.
Dave.
I love that too. Dave is on the table. But
folks, I'm so sorry. Congratulations again. I do need to let you know that here at the hospital we do have a shot clock, so you have 24 seconds left.
24 seconds
left to name the baby, or
can I
else
get a timeout?
You have two timeouts.
Two timeouts remaining.
But know that during a timeout, Aaron will sing. That's our nurse caretaker, Aaron. So you have 24 seconds to name that baby.
Or I was almost on Broadway, and then I fell down the stairs.
I'll take a time in. I'll take a time in. Time in is fine. What about something gender neutral like printer paper or website?
I really like website.
Yeah. I love website. Okay.
I had a college professor named Dr. Website.
Dr. Website got me through most of college. Okay. Excuse me, sir. I know that you're just the Colonel Sanders. What did you look
yes.
like?
Dr. Colonel Sanders.
Dr. Colonel Sanders. Dr. Colonel, do you have a first name?
Yes, MD.
And what does that stand for?
Most delicious.
Maryland.
What's up? I love I say that what MD stands for, and then Aaron says Maryland.
I just couldn't think in my head. I was like, isn't that a state? And then I remembered.
Yeah, the state of Maryland.
Remember that famous actress, Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Monroe. Not as sexy.
Some like it hot.
I would love it if Maryland like put out their new spokesperson, which was Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And it's just the shape of the state and a dress that's blowing up.
It's a bowl of clam chowder on a bench.
Aaron almost fell over. Aaron almost fell over because she was imagining a dress blowing up for Marilyn Monroe.
That's so funny. I'm not crazy. You're all crazy. That was so funny. Someone draw it.
Jeffrey, a big part of this podcast is us convincing ourselves that we're not completely insane.
And that we're funny.
Somebody draw whatever state they think would look the sexiest in a Marilyn Monroe dress.
Florida. Big droopy dick.
No.
That's my favorite Looney Tune. Going down. Oh, droopy dick.
All right, let's think. Idaho?
Idaho's got, a slender neck. Mm-hmm. Would look good in a high neck.
I feel like
line.
Nevada has a nice V line.
Oh,
V-line.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada.
Nevada wants to fuck Nevada.
Vermont.
Vermont.
Oh, yeah. Vermont. Yeah. Oh, Vermont.
Kentucky kind of laying down, doing like the hand props.
I didn't think of horizontal states.
That actually looks like Western Virginia.
Or like Massachusetts, Virginia. Like with a little Cape Cod.
Mm. With a little Cape Cod.
Wearing it as a hat.
Baby, I love it. Give me a little more little Cape Cod.
What do you think the most fuckable state is?
Ooh. What's that state that has that big sinkhole?
The Grand Canyon?
Utah?
Yeah, that's that big sinkhole.
Utah is the most fuckable state. Mm.
Mars, what's the most fuckable part of LA?
Santa Monica. Okay, good answer. Right. Good answer. Let's see Santa Monica.
Also, my favorite Friends spinoff.
Where it's Santa and Monica.
Remember she
did
that job at the mall?
Where she gets canonized?
It ran concurrent with Joey. They both made it four episodes in, and then they were canceled.
Oh, I'd love to watch Santa Monica.
Honestly, that like Courtney Cox at this stage in her career could do Santa Monica. Just, an alt history version of the way that Friends went. I would like to see that.
I think it'd be a hit.
So, Courtney Cox, we know you're listening.
We know you're tied to a chair being tortured by this podcast.
All right, I'll give you guys another one.
Yes, please. We deserve it. We're very good boys and girls.
let's go with this one. Baby sheep quietude.
Baby sheep quietude.
Lamb.
You?
Me.
No.
Is it? You, me, and Dupree.
What's the last word?
Baby
and quietude?
Sheep.
Quietude.
The silence of the lambs.
Silence of the lambs.
Ooh, nice one.
Nice.
And Aaron,
nice.
You got it exactly after me.
But I did say lambs before you said lambs.
That's true. I never said lambs.
Did you say lambs?
Check the tape. No. You're the only one that said lambs.
I want to see the briefest. This is going to be the briefest commercial. Aaron and Jeffrey, you two are farmers. You are making a public commercial for your farm, which advertises the quietest lambs for sale. So it's just a quick commercial.
Do you have lambs that just won't shut up? Lambs that are all talk, and telling you about their day in real time?
Well, we have here. We've put gags over their mouths.
This is my husband, and he loves when things are quiet. And the lambs have taken after him. Honey, tell him how expensive these quiet-ass lambs are.
These quiet-ass lambs are about $2,000.
Is this an episode of Welcome to Lambville?
Same. I feel like the next hit podcast is ASMR animals.
I'm going to tap my nails on this phone here in just a second.
Giraffes have some of the longest nails of any animals.
Elephants are pregnant for 2 years.
Emus can stick 7 inches of their head into the ground at any time.
That's not right.
Anytime?
Yeah, at any time.
No.
Any ground.
Only in the morning.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me until I've had my crown.
Jesus Christ.
It's a bad show. If you listen to it, it's a bad show.
Late evening.
Before rush hour. Sunset.
Late evening.
After midnight.
After midnight.
Night.
Those are technically.
Midnight in Paris. Night. Before evening.
Late evening.
After.
Night court.
It's late evening, right? Is that what you
late
said?
Late evening.
Oh, late evening.
Dusk. Twilight. From dusk till dawn. From dusk.
What'd you say?
Twilight.
Ooh, there you nice go. One.
Nice.
Oh, I gotta see a scene. Okay. Adel, you are a very handsome teenage vampire.
But give me a scene.
Okay, Adel, do you feel seen?
I feel seen.
You're a very handsome teenage vampire, and you're walking into a new high school to start afresh, and your two kids, you're not buying it. You're seeing through the facade.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Hello there, fellow students. My name is Corey. Corey Blood.
Your name's Corey Blood?
My name is Corey Blood. Don't mind my fidget spinner. Water bottle flip, dab.
You're a new student here, correct?
I'm sorry?
You're a new student here?
I'm a new student, and you're getting to know me.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're talking right now.
Good, good.
Yeah. Why are you so sparkly?
Oh, I felt like I should dress up for the first day of school, and I bought some Bath & Body Works lotion.
Okay, can we be honest with you? We see through this act.
I'm sorry?
We see through this act.
What act are you talking
this
about?
This is a werewolf school.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Harry and I are both werewolves. So just
your name is Harry and you're a werewolf? A little on the nose coming from Corey Blood.
Yeah, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house, asshole.
This is a glass house and the sunlight is coming in right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But sunlight doesn't kill you, correct?
No.
It just, like, makes you sparkle?
Makes me horny.
Oh, that explains the sparkles. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're, this,
oh, no, this I'm a, getting horny.
This is a werewolf school, so we're always horny.
What's your name?
My name is...
Why are you looking through notes?
Hold on. My name is Tooth Hair Shirt.
Your name is Tooth Hair Shirt.
Yeah. I'm a werewolf.
It's German.
As well. Yeah, it's German.
Okay.
Come from a family of German werewolves.
Well, famously, martyrs wear
did
hair shirts.
Did you say wolf famously?
What's up?
Did you say wolf famously?
That Blitzer. Right? You saying to ask to name most famous wolf?
Yes,
Blitzer.
You passed the test.
Yes.
Yeah.
But most...
You're all 10 minutes late to class. Go to where you need to be.
Oh, no, the full moon.
I love how I said sexy vampire, and Adel immediately was like, whoa!
Would you like another bowl of Count Chocula?
Sexy is subjective.
Yes,
that's my saying. I had that tattooed on my arm underneath that barbed wire. Sexy is subjective. I find Boris Karloff sexy. No, he was Frankenstein.
I would love to
Bella
see
Lugosi.
A cut of Twilight that's just Adel dubbed over all of Edward's lines in that voice. Same dialogue, just that voice.
Bella, I don't think you.
I want to fuck you, but I'm a boy.
I want to fuck you.
I also love how Jeffrey came in here and we were like, you're fine with scenes, right? And then every riddle that he's done, we've been like, okay, now Jeffrey, we want to see a scene where you're...
Another scene, big man. One of the top podcasts, huh? Do another fucking scene.
Let's do you're an Australian pirate.
We're crabs in a bucket. We're drawing you down.
See you write your way out of this one.
We want to see a scene in you 15 minutes.
Absent alongside a high-pressure air system.
Absent along a high-pressure air system.
Absent alongside a high-pressure air system.
My best friend's conditioner.
My best friend's air conditioner.
Okay. Marlon Brando.
I got to see a scene. let's just see a scene directly. We'll jump right into it. Adel Aaron, this is a scene from the movie My Best Friend's Air Conditioner.
Oh, I can't believe you're getting married.
Yeah. Him and I are very happy together. It's summer. It's New York City. He keeps me cold. I keep him from falling out the window and killing people. Yeah.
But doesn't he, like, run up your electric bill? Like, you should be with me. Baby, you should be with me.
You've been my friend forever, and you're doing this now?
I'm so sorry. I know you're walking down the aisle, and I'm walking alongside of you crab-like, but baby, you gotta stay with me.
But it's air conditioning. It's gonna be warm forever.
I'll fan you. I'll fan you off.
But it's air conditioning.
We do a cut shot of the audience where it's the air conditioner's parents who are sitting there in the pews waiting for them to be married. Jeffrey, we're going to be playing the air conditioner's parents.
And that was humans blowing raspberries?
Yes. I thought it was a softball scene.
What was the clue again?
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Absent alongside a high-pressure air system.
Without...
Absent.
Absent.
Fan. Swim fan. No. Swim fan. Any excuse to talk about swim fan.
Absent.
Alongside.
So what's the, it's like opposite. So what's the opposite of absent?
It's not opposite, it's synonyms.
Fuck, that's you what know I meant.
Why are you eating a synonym in roll?
I'm eating cinnamon toast crunch.
Yeah.
Synonym toast crunch.
That's absent?
Really absent. Absent.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. Gone, girl. Gone.
With
gone.
The wind.
Gone with the wind. Gone. Damn, that's wind. A good one.
Damn.
That's a good one.
Damn, that's a good
really
one.
Good one.
Yeah, that's the only one. Good one.
No.
Okay, I went too far. I misread the room. I want to take that back.
Frankly, my darling, I don't give a damn.
I don't give a blob.
A few enjoy extreme warmth.
Some
like a hot. Hot. There you go. Maryland Monroe.
Maryland
hot, Monroe. Hot clam chowder.
Oh,
that's
going
to be the weirdest fan art we ever get with all the states dressed sexy.
Oh, boy. Nice buds.
Nice bud. Air bud.
Air bud.
Air bud. Something nice friends.
Super Jaime.
Nice buds.
Nice buds.
Kind.
Good friends. Nice buds. Horrible bosses.
Kind.
Nice buds.
Nice buds.
Nice.
Is it something friends?
This is not.
Okay.
Nice friends if
is
you can
it
get
pals?
It.
Something nice buds, good pals.
I could have probably gone with like nice bros as well.
Nice bros.
Nice bros.
Oh, stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers.
Nice bros.
Nice bros. Nice pals.
Indicating a gender there.
A few good men.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's not
bad.
Yeah.
That's not
but
bad.
It's not. It's yeah, it would be like several bros or something like that. Fuck. Nice bros.
Boy, you're good. So close, though, in terms of the wording you use there.
Oh,
a few
really?
Good. Yeah. A few.
Saving Private Ryan. Okay, so which is one of the words that I use correct?
Yes.
Is it few?
No.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
A few good.
Good guys finish last.
Good Will Hunting.
The good guys.
And I
that's also
I don't
good.
Know that movie.
It's Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah.
That's the Mark Wahlberg.
Nice. Yeah. I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
So one word movie title.
Goodfellas.
There you go.
God.
Oh, nice.
But that could have gone so many different directions. Those were all excellent
guesses.
Turns out
movies is easy.
Yeah, movies is awesome.
They have lots of good movies.
Knife Jogger.
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
That one's fun.
Yeah. Knife Jogger.
That's also how that's the Black Dahlia killer.
Knife Jogger?
Yeah, the Knife Jogger.
Okay, so, Adel, I want to see a scene. You are going to be a police commissioner. we are all going to be police officers, and you are going to be briefing us on catching the Knife Jogger. Okay? This is a killer at large.
Have we caught the monster yet?
Yeah, boss. Have we caught him? Shouldn't we know?
Everyone, please have a seat. I am in charge. Commissioner
rabble,
Gordon
rabble,
speaking
rabble,
now.
Rabble,
wait, there's
rabble,
only
rabble.
Two chairs.
Well,
everyone can't have a seat. Oh,
whoever can't, what'd you say?
I'll stand.
Oh, look at the freaking martyr over here. Jesus
Christ.
Walking among us.
Wearing a hair shirt. All right. Now, I need to tell you about a killer that's making its mark on the scene.
Its
now,
mark?
I'm sorry?
Its mark?
We don't know it's the gender of the person.
Do we know
or the
it's
species?
Their mark.
Yes.
What's up?
Or the species.
We don't know that it's a human. It could be a python.
Could it be a predator?
Well, we always catch a predator. Now,
I fucking hate that I set you up for
I've
that.
Lost all control of this room.
Sure.
Now,
sorry,
I need
Chief,
you to not laugh at the name we've given this killer. Now, you might find it funny, but there are the victims' families are watching through this two-way mirror, so please... Don't laugh.
It's not too silly.
I feel enormous pressure.
The name we have is Old Stabby Sweatpants. We know the killer wore sweatpants.
Okay.
We found the fibers of some Wilson Athletics pants.
Famously, if you name a killer, people care more and it gets the public's attention. So I'm all for naming it, but Stabby Sweatpants.
Oh, I'm sorry. Old
So it's O-L apostrophe, Old Stabby Swell.
I had O-L-E in my head. I was thinking O-L-E.
I like that better. Let's make it like a tavern. Like
Ole?
Like, yeah. What was it?
Ole? Is there a little accent above the E?
You're right. Let's make it Ole, Stabby Sweatpants.
Can we
just a little folksy and casual for someone who's killed. You said seven dozen people at least?
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm trying to support you, but I guess...
And Officer Aaron, what number is 7 dozen?
7 times 2. 7 times 12.
You think...
Hold on. Shut up. Everybody be quiet. I'm doing math in my head.
It's one of the best math cops we got.
7 dozen.
A transfer from Boston.
72.
What about a baker's dozen? 7 baker's dozen.
If the baker's dozen 10 or 11.
What about cheaper by the dozen?
That's Steve Martin and 11 and 12 kids.
Name the kids.
The brunette girl, the one who was on Smallville.
Gun, badge. Keep them.
Wouldn't 72 be 6 dozen?
I've had enough of you. 72 times 2 times...
How many trombones in the Music Man?
76.
And what is the name of the Philadelphia basketball team?
The 76ers.
And when was the Gold Rush?
1876.
Okay, and we just... let me triangulate, and we caught him. Good job, Officer Beth.
I get to keep my gun in my badge. That's so funny. Gun, badge. Keep him.
Gun, badge. Here's an upgrade. Bigger gun, smaller badge.
Now you can be more stealthy.
Stealth cop.
Let's do 2 more, and then we'll take a break.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go with this. The capital of Alaska spelled phonetically.
Juneau.
There you go. And let's close on this one. Please leave.
Get out.
There you go.
Oh,
get
nice
out.
One.
Nice. Wow. Owen Wilson, wow.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Puzzies and Ritties with Jeffrey Cranor.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Lord, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or?
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back with more Lady Gaga singing in a Stormtrooper helmet.
I wanna be male and then I'm getting worse.
I'm on a B-mail. Oh, boy. We're going to do some Puzzies and Riddies. I'm going to take on the mantle of Old Man Puzzies.
This is the first time we've ever had an OMP like introduction halfway through the episode.
Absolutely. Well, Jeffrey wanted to solve some, wanted to be put in the hot seat.
Now. That's not what he said. What he said was, I'm smarter than all of you motherfuckers, and I'll solve every riddle.
And he broke a beer glass over his head.
We really love to set up our guests for massive success.
Here you go. Here's the first one. A man gets onto an elevator. When the elevator stops, he knows his wife is dead.
She was under the elevator.
His wife is an elevator repair person.
Elevator's like, oh, she was under the elevator. I think I know the answer to this, so I'm going to brag about it. And
the elevator is to heaven, and his wife is dying.
Yeah, they updated, Led Zeppelin updated their song. Kind of like the Smiths updated.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, yeah. I love it when people update their songs. Mm-hmm. Hey, now, you're a cool guy.
Hey, now, you're a has-been.
Hey, now, you're in the Pro Bowl.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
They should make it. They should make a bespoke version for every whatever sport calls the All-Star game.
I mean, what else are they doing? They're opening up Guy Fieri's themed restaurants
at the Minnesota State Fair.
Can I guess?
Or should
we wait for them?
I mean, that's the show, Aaron. That's a fucking show.
I think that actually, Aaron. I think that since you know it, it's the cool move. The hostly move is to give Jeffrey a chance to figure it out as well.
Good point.
She was under the elevator.
Okay, Aaron, now after what I can only apologize for happened, I believe it's now time for you.
That's my favorite Dave Matthews B-side is under the elevator and dying.
How I may not know it. How confident do you think you are in this
answer?
I'm
like 64%. 69% okay. Confident is what you're
nice.
Looking for.
Nice.
So there we go.
Nice. Okay, can you read it one more time, Edel?
A man gets onto an elevator. When the elevator stops, he knows his wife is dead.
Does the elevator? Do the elevator's doors open up to like a dead body of his wife?
No, but that's a terrible guess.
Can I guess? Because I'm second guessing
yes.
myself.
Let me give them one hint, and then we can hear your guess. So the what type of building the elevator is in plays a huge part in this.
Okay, is it a hospital?
It's a hospital.
Okay,
so use that logic to.
Oh, okay. So I think I know it then. I think I know it.
Let's hear it. Or Aaron, let's have you have the first stab at it.
What if I got it totally
wrong?
His wife is on life support, and he's on the elevator, and then it stops because the power goes out in the building.
What the fuck?
No, oh my God.
She was under the elevator. I said Jeffrey.
My guess was that they were like, oh, let's go see your wife. And then he gets in the elevator, and the doors open. It's the morgue.
Oh, yeah, that might be. That's actually
I was
right.
going to guess that he was in the morgue, but and then you said hospital. So
I like that answer better. But Aaron was correct. He's leaving a hospital after visiting his wife, who's on life support. The power goes out, stopping the elevator, and he guessed the life support system, too. He assumed, I would love if the elevator stops and he just assumes she's dead and just goes home. And she's like,
that marriage was a good one.
30 years later, she's like, I was alive.
Hospitals famously don't have backup generators. Yeah. So one power surge killed everyone in the hospital.
It says here, he assumes that the emergency backup generator were working, the elevator wouldn't lose power either.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, boss, when we want to reroute this thing, we could do it so just the elevator has the power or the whole hospital keeping people alive has the power.
Sorry, I'm busy watching my TV shows and my computer. Do whatever you want.
TV shows? That's porn.
It has a plot.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Game of Thrones. This is season 2.
This is Game of Thrones porn.
Oh, I gotta see a scene.
Oh.
This is going to be a Game of Thrones parody pod of scene. I almost said podcast.
I got to see a scene. This is a Game of Thrones parody podcast. And go. It's a new idea. We're running with a brand new idea.
This is called Dame of Bones.
Love it.
Aaron, you're playing a Dame Judy Dench. No, you're playing a dame. JPC, you are the aforementioned Bones.
Okay.
And this is the setup before the sex.
Gotcha. So my name is Dave. I am the puppeteer. I will basically what I do is I use my hands and these strings to manipulate the dragon's penis.
And do you get turned on in the scene?
I am a eunuch, so I
in the scene.
I'm sorry.
In the scene.
In the scene, I'm just Dave, and I pop myself.
Yeah,
into
but
the...
in but like you as an actor, like important, like people finish. So will you finish?
Yes, but the way that I finish is by manipulating these puppeteering tools to stimulate the dragon's erection. See, I personally won't finish, but I will finish for the dragon. You understand what this is. Yeah. I'm going to pop up into this dragon's penis. I'm a puppeteer. My name is Dave. I'm a eunuch, which is a thing that shouldn't exist anymore. But I was in science, you know.
Nothing's ever been clearer for me. I'm ready.
I was chemically castrated.
Right, I'm
because,
ready.
Action.
You come in here thinking that you can be a dragon at me. Are you trying to poison me or kill me? See, Dave, I see you getting turned on right now. Do you get turned on by being a puppeteer?
That wasn't me being turned on. I was trying to eat a shrimp while I was doing this, and it was just lodged, just caught in the back of my throat. I shouldn't try to eat
the
jumbo shrimps.
Again,
gotcha? Okay.
And
take these shrimps away from me. Thank you.
Action.
You come in here being a dragon. You're trying to kill me or poison me or take my... The iron. Yeah, Dave, I see you.
I'm so sorry.
So horny in there, bud.
That's
just so horny.
That's a page from my wife. She's in labor. Not for pregnancy. She's in a labor camp. She was kidnapped.
I finished.
I want to cut to a scene with Dave the eunuch, and this is him and his buddy doing a almost like an Abbott and Costello routine on the road for vaudeville.
Okay.
I'm sorry to bother you, sir, but I'm looking for my friend Nick. You Nick?
And this is what a dryer would sound like.
Same.
You said play an appliance, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I understood vaudeville.
Can you fuck me? Here we go.
Yes.
A man fell off a smuggling boat into deep water. He could not swim, and he was not a swim fan, and he was not wearing anything to keep him afloat. It took 30 minutes for the people on the boat to realize someone was missing. The missing man was rescued 2 hours later on the return trip. Why didn't he drown?
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Was, when he fell off the boat, was he falling into the deep end? And Aaron, go. And Aaron...
Tell us some dead bomb.
I can't tell. It's like a little Judy Garland. Like, I don't know.
It's like Ethel Merman.
It's Ethel Merman.
Yeah.
It's Ethel Merman.
Off, light the light.
A star is born, Fred. Okay. I was too busy thinking of my great joke to remember much about the riddle.
That should be the name of this podcast. I was too busy thinking about my great joke.
To be a good friend and a supportive listener.
Can we get that on a t-shirt?
Yes. That's our new graphic.
It's a composite of all of our faces. I was too busy thinking about my good joke.
Adel, are there hints that come along with this one?
There are not, but I will answer some questions.
Cool. Okay.
So just to reiterate the important bullet points here. Man fell off a smuggling boat into deep water. He could not swim. He wasn't wearing anything to keep him afloat. He was rescued 30 minutes later and was still alive. How?
What were they smuggling?
Yeah.
Were they smuggling smaller boats?
Were they smuggling life vests? Was it a life vest smuggling boat?
No.
A buoy?
No.
A balloon?
Did he get wet when he fell in the ocean? Was he wet the whole time?
I mean... I don't want to answer this. Whatever floats your buoy.
Make eye contact with me and answer it.
He was wet.
Was he submerged?
His body was in water.
Okay. His body was in water.
I can't speak to if he was fully submerged the whole time.
Sure.
But his body was in water.
Okay.
Were they smuggling scuba gear?
They were not. So nothing the boat was carrying had life vests or buoys.
Right. So was what they were smuggling important?
To me, it is. To the riddle, no. But
great,
to me.
Great.
Oh, okay.
Was he the only one who fell off the boat?
Yes. Okay. Oh, that's a good, like, that somebody fell off with him.
Like
his Siamese twin.
Or his swimming instructor.
I prefer Siamese twin.
And just swim and swim. Was the water deep enough
and
for...
And swim.
for a normal...
that sounds like a beer campaign.
It was the water deep enough for him to drown?
Yes.
Okay, so he could.
That'd be so funny if he was just standing, just like knee-deep. There's
sir, it's low tide.
They're on a smuggling boat, and what are those called at water parks, like the whirlpool zones?
Slides.
Slides. Slides. Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. What's it called at a water park? Soda fountain. Thank you. Soda fountain. I'm a fucking moron.
What's that thing I do into DMs?
I find water slides pretty scary. Like, I would rather go on a roller coaster than one of those, like, really steep tunnel slides that, like, water splashes
somebody
up in
your face.
Somebody
just died on
like
a water slide.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes, somebody dies on a water slide.
See, that, it's just, like, the not one. Breathing scares me.
Aaron, would you rather go down a water slide or a wet roller coaster?
A wet roller coaster.
You don't know why it's wet, and it shouldn't be.
Well, that same with me, roller coaster. You and I have that in common. This is the bluest episode ever.
I heard a Kenny Chesney song and now my roller coaster's wet.
You and me both, gal. Don't know why we're wet.
We are vibing right now, Aaron.
Centrifugal force.
So gross. I'm so sorry, everybody.
And Jeffrey, you've listened to the show, and my question to you is why?
And Jeffrey, we're sorry.
Also, you know I'm not this gross normally, right, everybody?
Yeah.
You
sure. Being on this Adel? Show constitutes as an apology from all of us.
Aaron's nickname is Terry because she's so fucking gross.
Nice.
Wow. That was very cool.
I love her.
A man fell off a smuggling boat into deep water. He could not swim and was not wearing anything to keep him afloat. It took him 30 minutes for people on the boat to realize something was missing. Someone was missing. The missing man was rescued 2 hours later on the trip. Why didn't he drown?
He couldn't swim.
He was in root beer.
Was he being towed behind the boat in some way?
He was being towed, which is when somebody puts their big toe in your butthole.
Yes. That's called towing someone's
is
wet
that
sprocket.
Real?
Yeah, it was.
Is that real?
Is that real?
You guys would tell me if that was real, right?
It's entrapment if you don't tell me that
this
towing
is like,
someone.
This is like Miracle on 34th Street, but with, with sexual acts.
You would have to tell me.
Right. Tell me it's real.
Jeffrey, what do we think?
So he wasn't tied to the boat in any way.
He was not tied to the boat.
Okay.
I will say the what matters about this riddle is location, location, location.
But the water was deep.
Oh,
enough
what?
For him
what's
to drown.
Those things in the ocean that like come up?
Sharks.
Was
no,
it
no, like the
was
like
he in
the sandbar?
Was he in the Dead Sea sandbar. Where like you're like buoyant?
My man, JPC.
Yes,
he fell into the Dead Sea, which lies between the countries of Israel and Jordan. The water is so salty.
How salty is it?
And dense that anyone in it can float very easily.
And technically, I should not have given the answer to that because the Dead Sea is getting pretty close to Israel, and I know.
And
that
you
that
are
is...
not telling.
I'm
anyone
not
what
telling.
To do.
I'm not telling Jewish people what to do.
Oh my gosh!
Anymore.
That was a good one.
That was a
I
good
actually
one.
Liked that riddle.
A thank
rare
you so
moment.
Much.
Is the Dead Sea the only place? And Aaron, this question is for you.
You're looking right at me.
Is the Dead Sea the only place where that level of salt makes you like buoyant?
I think the Salton Sea in California.
Oh, really?
Like
oh, cool.
That too. It's yeah, it's so super salty. But I think it's a similar thing where you could float on it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess I could probably float on Aaron's cooking then. As well.
How dare you?
You oversalt your
it's salt soup. It's salt soup.
That's my mistake. I know. I wish I hadn't have ordered
you
that.
You take the piss, you take the salt soup.
Salt soup.
Can you float on soup?
Depends on the story.
All right, modest mouse over here.
All right.
We all float, soup.
Somebody should mash up, what's his name, McConaughey?
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey, and float on and have it be, all right, all right, all right, already we all float on.
That's incredible. Someone do that.
Someone do that, and also Aaron said someone should make a wanted poster.
Oh, yeah.
For old stabby sweatpants.
Honestly, yeah, I think please. That we should just rename
this
podcast.
And have it be JPC's face. Have it be JPC's face.
This podcast should just be called Someone Do That.
Someone Draw.
Yeah.
And we saw a big drop off on people following instructions.
That could be our next podcast is just called Someone Draw. We'll
someone
do a bunch of
that.
Improv scenes that we want people to
someone
draw.
Someone do this. We won't. We never will.
We don't have the time or energy, but you do, right? Friends? How are we feeling? We want another one?
Yes.
Sure. Let's see here. A man is in a dark room having a great time. Suddenly, he stops breathing and can't speak. In a matter of moments, his breathing and ability to speak returns to him. What happened?
Autoerotic asphyxiation. He's jerking himself off with the belt. After he comes, he listens to the belt. He can breathe again.
This is Lee Singer in Excess, Michael Hutchinson.
I woke my mom listening.
Done.
Haunted house. Roller coaster.
Take my breath away.
He's a bat.
I like the haunted house makes a ton of sense. Yeah, I can tell by your silence.
It is not a haunted house.
Does the man have a heart attack?
The man does not have a heart attack. He does not have a stroke.
Is there a medical reason for why?
There is. Medical is a strong word for it, but I guess it's apropos. But medical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a health reason? Is that a better word for it? Okay. Never mind.
To some degree, there's something happening. It's not necessarily that like an organ is failing him, but something's going on.
Gotcha.
That would require someone possibly to receive some sort of medical help.
Choking.
That is correct, but I need to know the full.
Oh, okay.
There's more to it. So a man is in a dark room having a great time. Suddenly he stops breathing and can't speak. In a matter of moments, his breathing and ability to speak returns to him. What happened?
Is he choking because he's got a belter on his neck and he's...
Oh, my God.
He's watching... Yeah.
Is he eating chicken wings in a dark room? That's Nashville hot.
It's his
the definition of Nashville hot chicken, mm-hmm. is to eat in a dark room, choke on chicken bones, mama cats. Mm-hmm.
It's his birthday.
That's the saddest thing. She's the best voice of all time.
Was the best voice.
Until, oh my God. Until
she died, Aaron.
I know, it's just
That's
so
not
sad.
Controversial to say Mama Cass died.
Oh, it's super messed up for you to say
I didn't
that
kill
she
her.
Died.
I thought you were setting
we're
up.
Not sure.
I thought you were setting up Aaron to sing again. She no. was the best voice.
Shining on above you. My praise and shame.
Mama Cass sang that song?
Yeah, didn't she?
I don't
know. Okay. So we're
Make
basically
your own
trying
kind
to
of music.
Find the dark room, right? We're trying to pin down what the dark
you're
room
trying
is.
To pin down what the dark room is and why he was choking and then suddenly was fine again. Because he was choking and then he was then able to
pop,
speak and breathe again. Pop movie.
He's eating popcorn.
He was watching
a movie theater.
Pop star Never Stop Stopping.
Never, yeah.
By Never Stop Choking.
Never Stop Choking.
Was it a movie theater? Is that correct?
It is a movie theater.
Yes.
So we
yes.
have oh. we have two of the three components. He was choking in a movie theater,
on
and
popcorn?
Now I just need to know why he stopped choking eventually and was able to continue watching the movie.
He was choking
oh,
on ice.
It's a popcorn.
So. Someone gave him
popcorn. I think
ice.
JPC said it.
Yeah, he was choking on ice, and then
he was
ice
choking
melted.
On ice, oh. which was his boyfriend's name. He was giving him
good for them.
Honestly, if you
he was choking
do
on ice,
movie,
the ice melted. Yeah, the ice melted, and he was able to breathe again.
Ice, baby.
That sucks. What was he doing?
But
was
you would
he...
you'd probably suffocate before ice would melt, right?
So I'm assuming he wasn't sucking up ice through a straw. I'm assuming he had nothing but ice left in his cup and he was like tipping it back into his mouth to eat the ice. Man, if I saw a guy doing that in the fucking movies, I'd hope he died.
I know people who would, friends who would like at a cafeteria in college or something, uh-huh. would just get a cup full of ice and chew on it.
Who do you know? Who are you hanging out with? Let me see those hands.
Mm-hmm. Name all the people you know.
JPC Aaron.
Fuck. I can tell I was being looked at.
Let's do one final
one final more riddle.
All right, here we go.
Can this one be good?
Yeah.
These are actually, as far as riddles go, these have been pretty decent.
Yeah, these are some of the best that I've ever heard. Because
at least they make a little bit of sense, mm-hmm. and they haven't inspired a white hot rage inside me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me get a real bad one. We're going to end on a bad
one.
Oh,
Adam, you did so good.
A man is dead in a room with a smile. With a smile, a man is dead in a room with a small pile of wood chips and sawdust in the corner. That's all we have to go off of. A man is dead in a room with a small pile of wood chips and sawdust in the corner.
Did he bite the dust?
This is the Queen song. Another one bites the Rhapsody.
Is there a riddle to this, or just it sounds like a declarative statement?
Yeah,
it is a declarative statement. We have to kind of reverse engineer what happens.
The best
and
riddles are statements.
I cannot stress enough. This is real bad. This
okay.
is the most garbage answer.
Okay.
Is everything else structurally in the room intact?
Yes.
So there's a pile of, you said sawdust and what?
A dead man. There's a dead man in the room with a small pile of wood chips and sawdust in the corner. Now I'll give you, I probably need to feed a lot of hints into this ATM machine style.
Sure.
So the wood chips and the sawdust both came from one item. There was an item. It's been part of it. Partially has been turned into wood chips and sawdust. And it would be an item the old man used.
Oh, this
not
is,
the old man, the dead man. I'm sorry.
Is this a taxidermy situation where they're stuffing him with wood chips and sawdust?
No.
Damn it.
But whatever killed him is made of wood. A tree.
Not whatever killed him, but something that led to. I guess.
Does
to
he have
death.
Any visible mm-hmm. marks on his body?
He has some birthmarks. He also slept in his car, and so he has like an impression of the car seat on his side of his face.
It happened.
What else?
Is there anything else in the room? Is there?
Let me.
Is how he died important?
Yes, very much so.
So
well,
something with wood chips.
Would he be embarrassed about the way he died?
Yeah, oh boy, that's hard to say. It's
because I don't know him.
Yeah,
and his threshold.
Well,
for this stuff.
Here's what I'll say: we're focusing maybe on we should focus on the circumstances that led to his death.
Okay,
and his death, he was alone when he died, so he probably punched his own ticket.
Did he cough up the sawdust in the wood chips?
No,
they never came.
Yeah, he was blowing Groot.
He accidentally went through a wood chipper.
Did he go through a wood chipper?
He did not go through a wood chipper.
His body's intact.
His body, well, yeah. I mean,
okay.
Something led to his death. It doesn't matter what led to his death. He punched his own ticket, but it's what the events that led up to him deciding to do what he did.
This sucks. I have no fucking idea at all.
I guarantee you, this is the worst riddle we've ever done. Ready for the answer?
Yeah. Do you have anything? Yeah, I'm ready.
Else.
I'm ready.
And you know how, have you ever done, I forget the name for it. Like when you watch a TV show if you're the test audience for a TV show, what's that called? Focus group?
Focus group. Yeah.
I want you to pretend you're a focus group. And if you've ever done that, you have a dial in front of you that's like 0 to 10. And as you, the whole time you have to move that dial, depending on what you see on screen. So as I give this answer, I want you with like a noise or something with how frustrated you are to go from 0 to 10 vocally.
Got cool. it. Zero. From zero right now. Zero, zero.
The dead man is a blind. The dead man. Jeffrey just farted. The dead man is a blind
Five,
dwarf.
10, 10, oh. 10.
Something blind. I don't know. Gotta fill that void.
10, immediate 10, immediate 10. 12, 14, 16, 18. It's getting worse.
The dead man is a blind dwarf, the shortest one in the circus. Another dwarf was jealous because he was not as short.
What?
He began sawing small pieces of the other dwarf's cane every night. When he used his cane each morning, he appeared to him that he was growing taller. Since his only income is from being a circus midget, he decides to kill himself when he gets too tall.
What year was this written?
1951.
That's insane.
1950 canceled.
Can't say that.
Yeah, there's so many of the words in that are not. That's one of my favorite parts about riddles is we've aged out of having riddles be acceptable.
Yeah, 90% of them are awful.
Yeah, that was real, real bad.
Well, I'm glad that we'll never have to do that one on the show again. There's hindsight.
Jeffrey, did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
You're giving two thumbs down.
Yeah.
Do you know what great time means?
I'm making fart noises.
You're turning your dial to zero.
Wah, wah, wah. Jeffrey, anything you would like to plug or to give a shout out to?
Shout out to start with this. It's the new podcast Joseph Fink and I made. It is a nonfiction podcast where we talk about writing and we give you assignments. We give you things to do to help inspire your writing.
That's so cool.
It is fantastic.
Homework.
Yeah.
And they're short, and we have a members forum that people can go on and share their stuff and give feedback and talk about their ideas and hopefully find cool collaborators.
Hell yeah.
That's very cool.
Cool.
JPC, anything you want to plug?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter @JPSoFly. You can follow me at Instagram @SharkBarkman. You can always send in riddles to us, so we'll never have to read riddles like that again. It's hrrpodcast@gmail.com. We love original riddles, so if you want to write them yourself, of your own hand and send them in, that's awesome as well.
Yeah, handwritten. Handwritten. You want to see it in your
Please
handwriting.
Scan in handwritten riddles and send them in. I promise if one person does that, the first person that does it, I will pick that riddle. We'll definitely do that one on the show. You can also find our TeePublic store. Just search Hey Riddle Riddle at TeePublic. And then you can listen to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. Give us $5 a month and then you'll get a bonus episode every Friday.
Yeah.
Aaron, anything to promote?
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, and come see us in World News at IO on Saturdays at 8 and 10. But also come see Wet Bus, which is every Thursday at 10 p.m. It's me and a lot of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And it's very different from everything else that I do. So every Hey Riddle Riddle fan that's come so far has been like, weird, different.
Like, whoa, this is good improv. We listen to the show where you do bad shit.
Yeah, it's a lot more earnest, I think.
I want to give a shout out and a huge, huge thank you to the person who's been helping us this whole weekend while we're in LA. Mars, thank you so much.
Yay! Yay!
You can check out Mars on the podcast, All Fantasy Everything. Mars, anything else to plug or anything?
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam,
yeah.
Which is phenomenal. What was it?
And Why Won't You Date Me.
And Why Won't You Date Me. Yeah,
that's one
absolutely.
Of my favorites.
So thank you so much to Mars and to HeadGum for having us, and again for Jeffrey Craner for being on the show.
Awesome.
I have one final question, which is, Aaron, Gwyneth Paltrow has this famous company that she gives beauty products on and whatnot. That company actually comes from a different planet, and its planet's name is?
Jupiter.
Well, it's what's the name of the company? Do you know Gwyneth Paltrow's company? Fuck, Aaron.
Does she have a child named Apple?
She has a company, a website. What is it? And then if that were a planet, it would be what?
Goopiter.
It'd be Goopiter, wouldn't it? It'd be Goopiter, wouldn't it?
I panicked. I didn't want to disappoint you when I forgot the name.
It was Goopiter. I tried to do something fun.
She sells rich women vitamins that cost like $300.
Well, this is the last episode.
She sells which? That's a punch list, right?
Goopiter.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai, starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily DeMoris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.